Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Let's make our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com from Exit Realty First. We welcome back to the program Tom Knudsen with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Tom, good to hear from you. How are things?
Well, not too bad, Mark. Not too bad. Just trying to figure out how the rest of the summer is going to go.
Yeah.
Are the people going to play, or are they going to stay and work hard and save up for future trips? Don't know what's going to go on yet. Kind of waiting to see.
I mean, it was a good fourth. People did get out and travel. Maybe not the numbers that they got out and traveled last year, but it was still pretty good. So hopefully
It's hard to tell. It really was. We had a great. We had a good solid weekend. Obviously, nothing like we've seen the last 2 years.
Right.
I don't know if it's just because of the way it fell. Just a long weekend type thing. You know, if it starts on a Thursday, you get Friday off and Saturday, right. Sunday. If it starts on, if it happens to be on a Tuesday, you the guys will take Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and have Tuesday.
Yeah.
That type of thing. So. It was just a little shortened, and it looked like, on Monday, they all went wherever they were going, and they stayed. They didn't move too much on Monday.
Right.
So.
Well, and one of the things, we went out to Farwell Lake on Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday, we pretty much stayed home and hung out. We took the time to enjoy the local lake life here in Jackson. But, I mean, we do have plans to do some traveling and some more camping throughout the rest of the summer. So we might have stayed close to home on the holiday, but, I'm hoping that people will certainly
take advantage. Well, that's kind of what it's a lot more expensive to travel on the holiday, a lot more traffic. So if they spread it out throughout the year, fantastic, and we're ready to help them.
Right. Well, let's hit upon, before we get to fishing, let's just kind of finish the conversation on camping here then. So, if people are planning that trip, maybe they're going to rent a camper from somewhere, they don't have the supplies, you get them all set up at Knudsen's.
Absolutely. We can get you going pretty good on camping stuff, for the basics and, tents, bags, that type of thing, hot dog roasters, those type of things,
right.
Grills, campfire grills and that type of stuff. One of the biggest things you might want to have is a mosquito.
right.
The mosquito repellent, and we got those. I'm drawing a blank on the brand, but we carry those as well.
Okay.
The butane run ones.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's important to have, especially if you're at a site that's a little more rustic and they don't spray. You're definitely going to want to have protection from those flying vampires. But
absolutely.
One of the things I noticed last time we went camping is I didn't have enough table space. So I highly recommend picking up some of those folding camping tables too.
Yeah, those always help. They always make things a lot easier. And I was thinking of Thermacell. We have plenty of varieties of those.
Thermacell. All right. So get all set up for your trip at Knudsen's. And, it might be worth asking the people behind the counter, too. Hey, what am I forgetting? What do I definitely need? And they might recommend that for you, too. All right. So fishing. Last couple days, the water's been kind of murky, and it hasn't been as good for me. I don't know. What are you hearing, Tom?
Well, you get the algae blooms that will start happening when you get, some heavy rains, higher temperatures, that type of thing, but looks like our temperatures are going to kind of moderate a little bit, kind of be at upper end of the 70s, middle 80s. Rain looks to be a little more prevalent the rest of this week, but not where you can't do things.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely if we can keep the water temperatures from just skyrocketing, I think you'll see fishing start to pick back up again.
Right.
You had all that activity on the lakes with the holiday and jet skis and, ski boats and all that type of stuff. And so when it gets a little cooler, you don't see quite as much of that. If you'd seen any of the videos of Wolf Lake, I bet on Saturday or Sunday, when that Jason Cross was there playing out on the sandbar, there was probably no good fishing on Wolf Lake on Sunday.
No, none. You couldn't find a place to cast.
You weren't going to find anything. One side of the lake was probably empty.
Right, that's true, yeah.
But the other side was absolutely just jam-packed. And,
oh, I know.
You know, so there was a lot of fun had there by a lot of people. So, yeah, that's what summertime's about here in southern Michigan.
All right. So we touched upon camping, touched upon fishing. What else? I'm missing something, Tom. What else we need to hit on here today?
Well, you know, we're not that far away to start thinking about waterfowl hunting. That'll be our first hunting season picking up, and going to see some activity there starting to happen. The birds are, you're not seeing them flying right now because they're in the molt, but it's not going to be very long before all of a sudden the geese will be back up in the air and moving around. And once that happens, everybody gets, that's when the bug really hits, is when they start flying.
That's right. And that's probably why the ducks seem to want to be hanging out on my dock right now, because they're not flying around a whole lot.
Yeah, ducks are a little different than the geese. Uh-huh. Ducks will, they're not down very long.
Okay.
When it comes to the molt, they can get around a little bit. Yeah, they don't do big trips, but they can get around still for the most part. But the geese are the ones that they're grounded. I mean, they're absolutely grounded.
Okay.
And then they'll have to teach the new ones how to fly, and they'll all be hitting the air about the same time, and that's probably within the next 3 weeks.
Okay. So, wow, I can't believe. I mean, I don't want to wish summer away just yet, but it's hard to believe we're already talking just a little bit, you know, on the horizon of waterfowl season. So that's
8 weeks to go.
That's crazy.
Or Labor Day.
Wow. Oh, man. I don't want the summer to go that quick, Tom. I really don't.
No, we don't. None of us do. All right. We wait too long for it to get here, but we need to enjoy it, every bit of it, while it's here.
All right. And of course, when it comes to all of your outdoor needs, whether, if you're starting to think of waterfowl season right now, or if you need bait or whatever, the place to go is Knudsen's.
Absolutely. We have everything to keep you guys rolling and having a good summer, for sure. You know, we'll be talking about, you know, faster horses coming up here and different things like that, but definitely we can keep you out in the outdoors all summer long.
All right, very good, Tom. Hey, Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk with you again here real soon.
All right, Mark, we'll talk to you soon.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.